comfort. We can travel land and sea, but as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
Hey, it's Gracie,
Sarah,
and Josie
from the Girl Scout Troop 1819, Coxsackie, Athens.
And you're listening to
WGXC
ACRA
at 90.7 FM.
Keep on being you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cochrane Media of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Thank you.
You don't have to cry no more. You don't have to cry. That's Pastor Wes Morgan. Yes, beloved. And his word to us is the tears have gone away. You don't have to cry no more. Well, praise be to God, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual? Is that a word? Your perpetual optimist. Well, I'm going to find a meaning for it. Put it in the Webster Dictionary. Watch my words. Came out of my mouth for a reason. There's some meaning behind it somewhere. But this is Pastor Kim, and I am your perpetual optimist. Yes, I am. And listen, beloved, I don't know what's going on in Columbia County this morning. I got a call early this morning from my son about tornadoes in Chatham. So we're praying for you, Chatham. If the tornadoes touch down there, we're praying it didn't. And we pray if it did, that you're still well and that damage is little. And we thank God for keeping us through the watch of the night, the watch of the night. And that while we slept, God did not slumber. We're grateful for God for that. Thanking God for yet another day's journey in Jesus and to be here on that side, because there is a side somewhere. We remember our friends in Rockland County. Saw a report yesterday that said that the average rainfall in June, July, and 13 inches, and they had 15 inches in 1 week last week. Come on here, somebody. So we're praying and thanking God for just keeping us under his watch and his care while all of these things happening as a result of how we have stewarded this earth and in biblical proportions. Amen. So, yes, there's a bright side because we know God knows and God knows, only God cares. God gives us the ability and the strength to weather any storm. God is the one who can still the storm and can put a pool in the desert and a stream in the wilderness. So we give God praise and thanks this morning for his blessings. I'm here with Brother Randall Martin, our audio engineer extraordinaire. How are you doing this morning, my friend?
I am well. I am well. A little wet, a little rainy, but I pray that all our bright side listeners are someplace safe and someplace dry.
Amen to that. I agree wholeheartedly. Well, thank God this morning for our life, because we do it. We do what we do, and we do it for you, and with you in mind, our Brightside family, friends, and listeners. Yes, music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music with a message. Amen. And so we have 6 songs, 31 minutes. Of back-to-back music, Still Faithful, Christina Bell featuring Fred Hammond, For the Good of Them, Milton Brunson featuring Kim McFarland, Walking in Freedom, Dale Anthony, Never I Know. Oh, I'm just holding on to that song. You heard it before, you'll hear it again. Ted and Sherry and the Walls Group. It's Gonna Be All Right, Proclaim Music, Build Your Home, featuring Tim Bush. So we got Still Faithful, For the Good of Them, Walking in Freedom, Now I Know It's Gonna Be All Right, Build Your Home. That's the music with the message, huh, and you in mind. So we're gonna do it one more time, Brother Randall. Let's go.
Though I see pain in all the land and tragedy on every hand, yet still I see God in all, he is still faithful. Yes, he is.
I can see some things he saved me from, but when I cannot see, I know God's will is done. I may not have everything, but he's still faithful. Yes, he is.
So we sing, God is still faithful. I encourage you, God is still faithful. You don't have to give up, no, God is still faithful. is slim, and sometimes the pain you hide within, you think no one knows what you're fighting here, and then you're contemplating just dying here.
Still a seeker.
me see that freedom is in you. I'm ready to take the limits off. This is how freedom is here today.
Today I am walking in freedom. No chains holding me. Today I am walking in freedom.
But I can't take this walk alone. Father, I need your help. By the Spirit of God that lives inside of me, I speak.
By the Spirit of God,
yes,
I speak to the mountain.
And every mountain's gotta move. Every mountain's gotta move. Yeah.
You call me onto the water.
I hear you calling my name, but will I answer your call? This is how
you made me free.
Yeah, freedom is here today.
Today I am walking in freedom.
Yeah, and the weight's a little lighter cause
the chains holding me.
No, I'm letting them go today.
Today I am walking in freedom.
Father, I'm taking you by the hand cause I've realized
you made me free.
Yeah, and I'm walking with you cause
today I am walking in freedom.
Yes, the weight's a little lighter now.
Chains holding me.
I'm letting them go today.
Today I am walking in freedom.
I'm not looking back, I'm looking forward and I declare. Open wide. I've cried long enough. I've done it my way long enough. Don't want to remain the same. I'm ready for change. And like the prodigal son, I'm running back to you. I'm getting out of my own way. And I'm ready to let go of the weight. It's over. The chains are broken. By faith, I'm covered. Yes, because every weight that I've carried and every chain that's kept me bound, you took.
turn the limited into the limitless. Yes. Yeah, so I'm not looking back on what I was, but I'm looking forward to what I will be. Cause every promise is bringing purpose. Yeah. Yes. So I've got my eyes set on you, and I've got my heart set on you. My steps are ordered, my path is ordered. Hallelujah. So help me to see me the way you see me. Help me to take the limits off and put on the whole armor of you. I'm letting go of the pride, letting go of the shame today. Mistake. Every failure is wiped away. My past is not my destiny. I'm grateful. Yeah, yeah, cause your ways are higher. Your thoughts are higher. Everything about you is so much better. Long as I got you, you make all things new. Hey, yeah, and that's why I decided that today.
Well, yes, it's true that I've been told that God can do all things. I even heard the saints of old testifying to these things, that God gives peace in storms, restoration for the war. But then God showed.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And listen, we are in our summer pledge drive. Yes, we are. And we are inviting you to join the family of sustaining partners and donors and contributors to the work that is done on WGXC 90.7 FM. If you like what you hear, we're here because you care and you share. So would you consider becoming a monthly donor, a monthly sustaining partner? You can go to wgxc.org/donate and make a donation even today. We want you to know that we are listener-supported radio for open ears. Now you know. Now you know. We got more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. This is Music with a Message, and I'm Pastor Kim, your perpetual...
There's nobody listening but you. And I'll dance like there's nobody watching but you. And I'll worship with my last breath. Give my all till there's nothing left. My focus is you, Jesus. My hope, my treasure is found in you. I'll sing your praises forever. My love, my life, I give to you.
Presence. because I have Jesus. Take me away, Bethel.
It's gonna be all right, all right. Every little thing is gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right, all right. There's no need to worry, it's gonna be all right.
God is a miracle worker, and he takes a mess and turns it into a message, a tragedy into a triumph, pain into purpose and power. Every little thing is going to be all right. This is Pastor Kim, and I am your perpetual optimist. I was reading this morning, beloved, a devotional. I'm so glad. It's such a timely devotional. It's so good. I am in the midst of trying to pack up my mom's apartment. And, you know, so it was like 13 straight hours yesterday in one room, y'all. Amen. She likes to write. She likes to write. And so every day she writes a lot of different things. And you can imagine all the accumulation of notes and things that she has written for 20 some odd years here. And I have to go through each and every page, make sure I don't throw any of her gems. So yeah, it's a little bit time consuming and tedious, but it is a labor of love. And I was so tired when I got up this morning. And so, yeah, my brain weren't firing on cylinders. Then I read this devotional and I said, this is what I'm going to share with my Brightside family today and those who may have just stumbled across the station. God is up to something, and it's transformation. Yes, beloved. So this devotional is titled Prayer and Transformation. It's a focus on verse 107 and the verse 28, where it says, they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. And the author of this is a person named Wynn Collier. Don't know when, don't know where they're from, but I like what they had to say. And so often they make contributions to this devotional, and I can say yes and amen. And so, beloved, I want to share, hallelujah, that in 1982, Wynn tells us that there was a pastor named Christian Führer in Germany. And he or she, I believe it's a he, began Monday prayer meetings at St. Nicholas Church in Leipzig. For years, just a handful gathered to ask God for peace and amid global violence and for deliverance from the oppression that they were experiencing under the East German regime. And, you know, in communist Germany, churches are watched very carefully, but the authorities weren't paying any attention to this little band of prayer warriors. They were unconcerned. But then after many years, about 7 years, 6 years, seven years, amen, their attendance began to swell and it spilled over to mass meetings outside the church gates. On October 9th in 1989, 70,000 demonstrators met and peacefully protested the violence and the corruption in the regime. They sent 6,000 East German police to stand ready in case violence broke out. But in this crowd of 70,000 people, it remained peaceful. And so they were considered to be part of a watershed moment in history. But just a few months later, the Berlin Wall, that is often accredited to the presidency of Ronald Reagan, a few months later, the wall fell down. And history records, at least in East Germany, that the massive transformation that occurred all started with a prayer meeting. Beloved, amen. If you're in the Columbia County area, or may I just say even in the city of Hudson, I understand there was some reporting of it. I'm not sure what the outlet was that reported on it, but this past week on Tuesday, myself and eight other stalwart believers, brothers and sisters, we launched what we've adopted as our name, BBS, Bro, Brothers Restoring Order, Bruh, Believers Restoring Understanding and Hope, and Sisters in Service, to do prayer patrols to watch and pray over our community. And in my comments on last Tuesday, I shared that, I don't know, it'll be a year from now, maybe 2 years from now, but we would look back and note in time that it was that beginning on that Tuesday, July 11th of 2023, that transformation came to the high-risk areas in the city of Hudson. And when I talk about transformation, we're not talking about gentrification. We're talking about equal rights and equal opportunity. We're talking about good housing for all. We're talking about services and resources for all. We're not talking about an elite community, but we're talking about a unified community. We're talking about opportunities for our young men who feel that they have not been well served in our school systems and feel that their opportunities to provide for their families, and according to the American dream anyway, are very few or nil and become hopeless. Some leave the area. Some engage in just being idle, and others in some kinds of illegal activities. We are praying, beloved, and we're believing God for transformation. We've seen it time and time again in the Bible and in history where prayer has changed things. We remember how God had the Israelites walk around the walls of Jericho. And he told them to walk around in silence and in silent prayer for 6 days, but on the seventh day to shout and make a joyful noise of triumph, and how the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. We remember the prayers of Moses as he led the people of Israel out of Egypt, and how they began to turn on the God who had given them such a mighty deliverance, saying that they missed what they used to have in Egypt because their road was long and their road was rough, and there were enemies that they had to fight, and they didn't have enough food of their liking, and they had all kinds of reasons to complain, and they began to seek after other gods and to do things that were not pleasing in the sight of God, and God was ready to wipe them out, but Moses made intercession for them. Amen, beloved. There are so many of us out here on the line today, I know you're listening, who know the power of prayer, who have that witness and that testimony of transformation in your own life because the people prayed. Well, beloved, we want to be further encouraged today, and I want to encourage you. As I often say, don't quit in the dip. We're in a season of fasting and praying. We're doing these outreach events around our county. We had an event last Saturday at the Columbia County Fairground, and you know, it was a great big work, and in reflecting upon it and looking at evaluating, you know, and knowing that we have two more events coming before us, and I said, Lord, we've been fasting and praying on this, and there were some things that happened. I wish they had happened differently. There were some things that happened that were unexpected, and we're fasting and praying, and is this fasting and praying really going to have the result that I'm seeking after, that I know your heart desires? And then a still small voice told me, don't quit in the dip. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Prayer and transformation. It doesn't take a whole lot, just a faithful few, in agreement and in faith. Prayer and transformation. That's what we're going to be doing in these weeks to come. We're going to be out there walking in our streets, engaging with our neighbors. We are partnered with law enforcement officials who want to walk and watch and pray with us, community leaders who want to watch and walk and pray with us. Want to give a shout out to the mayor, to the Department of Social Service commissioner, the youth commissioner, to the police, acting police chief, even the police chief on leave contacted and reached out. Want to give a shout out to our undersheriff and even those who expressed regrets that they couldn't be there because of other obligations. I want to give a shout out to Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett, who sent someone from her staff. And indeed, when I reached out to them to help support us, they put us in touch that we would get a grant, would help us with the cost of what we're doing, getting training, and having t-shirts and other identification we're looking for, and also the materials that we're providing to people to help them to navigate the systems that we have in place in our community that's to help make life better for all. Beloved, prayer changes things. Will you pray with us? Will you pray with Overcoming Ministries in the BBS Outreach Ministry? Brothers and sisters from churches, Shiloh, Second Baptist, Overcomers Ministry, State Street, will you pray with us? Amen. And anybody else who wants to come alongside? Oh, my beloved, we know prayer fixes things, prayer changes things, and God answers prayer. Prayer and transformation. That's the information I have for you today. That's my spiritual social commentary, and I'm Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. We got more music for you. It's titled Just Us by Brother Will Murphy. Why don't you hear it and be blessed?
Justice, that's the command we have to follow. Defend the orphan, that's the assignment of the season. That is the call, and it's upon us all to learn to do good. God wants righteousness and justice. He wants us to stand against all evil and oppression. He wants us to fight what we know is right. We will obey. Listen, we're all tired, hoping and praying. We're so tired of waiting on other people to change. So we stand together for justice, and we raise our voices. This is what I want you to say. Even if it's just us, still enough of us, we gon' change the world. We gon' change the world. Listen. Seek purpose. We can't waste another minute. Time is not waiting. We have to see the bigger picture. We're part of the crowd. So we shout it aloud. It's time for a change. We won't weary, we won't tire. We will not relent. Yeah. This is what we will be. This is our plea.
Yes, beloved, it's just us. Yes, it's just us. If not us, who? If not now, when? Yes, beloved. And guess what? Prayer changes things. Word of God in Philippians 4 say, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. You want to know more about the work we're doing? Reach out to us. You can reach out to us at Overcomer Ministries 12534 at gmail.com. You can reach out to us at GBIOCNTY at gmail.com. You can reach out to us through WGXC. Don't have a Gmail account with them yet, but they know how to find us. All right. Listen, we want you to be blessed and know that God has a plan with your name on it. God loves you. I love you too. I don't care how great a day, how dark the clouds may be, how strong the winds may blow and hard the rain may fall. The sun is still there. The sun ain't going nowhere. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there, beloved. Don't quit in the dip. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. Happy birthday, all you July babies celebrating this week and in this month. Till we meet or speak again, be encouraged. Stay strong, stay safe, stay blessed. We have one more song. It's titled I Won't Give Up. Yes, Darnell Davis and the Remnant, featuring Michael Lampkin and Angel Woods. Enjoy.
The Bible says in Galatians 6 and 9, it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Listen, we want to encourage you not to give up and not to give in. Don't throw in the towel. Hallelujah. Come on, say, I won't give up. Say it, y'all.
I won't give up.
Come on, say, I won't give in.
I won't give in. No.
Come too far.
I've come too far.
Come too far to turn around. And I've got to hold on.
I've got to hold on.
Until the end. Yes, sir.
Until the end.
Come on, I won't give up.
I won't give up.
But I won't give in. Say it, y'all.
I won't give in. No.
I've come too far.
I've come too far.
And I've got to hold on. Say it, Sean.
I've got to hold until the end.
Say the road's been rough. Say it.
The road's been rough.
I've had some lonely nights.
I've had some lonely nights.
Listen, but my mind is made up. Hallelujah. I'm determined.
But my mind.
Yes, Lord. I'm going to stay with the Lord.
I'm going to stay with the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord.